Odell City Council held a special session on Tuesday, June 23rd, to talk about economic development ideas. The city has been running under a deficit and using reserve funds, which is unsustainable for any length of time. An increase in tax revenue coming into the city is an immediate need, which means increasing the economic activity in Riodel. The special session began with a review of some past studies and attempts at economic development over the years by the city which haven't materialized into any substantive changes. Plan West has conducted a number of these studies for Riodel in the past, including a $30,000 study paid for by the Headwaters Fund in 2009, which focused on locating a food distribution cooperative at the former Eel River Sawmill site, as described by City Manager Kyle Knopp.
And the idea behind this study was basically putting forward a proposal to do an aggregation facility that where a private investor would come in and invest money in a facility that could gather all of these various agricultural inputs here in Humboldt County, package them, and then export them to the larger Northern California market.
The industrial site has easy access to Highway 101. However, it is a brownfield cleanup site, which may have detracted from its appeal to local artisan food producers. The Headwaters Fund also contributed $30,000 to Riodel in 2007 for an economic development strategic plan developed by Plan West. The strategic plan identified seven goals, such as a diversified economy with vibrant and productive goods and services, businesses with livable wages, and the generation of sufficient revenues to deliver quality municipal services. These worthwhile goals outlined in the strategic plan did not include any actual concrete steps that could have been put into place by the city at that time. The Headwaters Fund has also contributed over $24,000 to the Riodel Scotia Chamber of Commerce for the Riodel Business Stimulator Project in 2013. The residents and business owners in attendance had a number of ideas that were discussed, including ways to make the city more business-friendly. Local developer Dean Smither discussed the long delays he has experienced with permitting a new drive-through coffee shop that he is building on Wildwood.
Quite frankly, the 6 months, I've lost track of what we're fighting over, you know, and I'm spending a lot of money, but it's not in Riodel, it's on consultants, engineers, and planners, and heading towards attorneys for a little project in Riodel.
Smither had built the miniature golf course across from City Hall in Riodel that was sold, dismantled, and developed into a Dollar General store. Smither referred to a traffic study that was done when the city annexed the Eel River Sawmill site, which identified the highest traffic intersections for future business development. The most desirable locations were located near the Wildwood and Bellevue intersection, as well as the Davis Street off-ramp area. The town center area near the Scotia Bridge, which has been the focus of revitalization efforts in the past, was not identified as a high-traffic area desirable for new businesses. The City Council is planning a future session with the Planning Commission to discuss ways to improve the permitting process and other ways to make Riodel more open to business. Video of the meeting is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.